David Camp is Chief Executive of Stanhope, the company that has bought the centre in West London. David, morning to you.
Morning, James.
Very nice to speak to you. A lot of people getting rather emotional about Television Centre. I'm assuming that this is just the end of one era and the beginning of a new one. What are you going to do with the building?
Yeah, it's very much an intermission, we would say. Key to the whole deal that we did with the BBC was what we were going to do with it post-acquisition. And fundamentally, studios 1 to 3, the key studios will be remaining, and the BBC will be coming back to make shows from them. So that's obviously very important to keep the whole heritage of the buildings going. Also, the commercial arm of the BBC, BBC Worldwide, will be moving back as soon as the end of 2014, with about 1,000 employees in the building. So the BBC will very much be staying at the heart of the scheme. The much-loved buildings as well, which, you know, we've all got that affection for them, the Donut and the Helios, the front courtyard that everyone, you know, all those famous pictures, will all remain as well. So we want to build upon that whole TV heritage. We're keen to bring other TV activities in. But all of that will drive a much broader community. We will be bringing in a lot of apartments on the land to the rear, which currently has pretty second-grade buildings, studio-type offices, maybe a hotel. I mean, we're still early days looking at the other uses that will go in, but we want to very much build on the TV heritage.
And this is the point, isn't it, that the BBC, if you like, suddenly realised that they had to spend and invest an enormous amount to get the buildings up to grade. They couldn't deal with it. So by selling the building, it means that you can take the best bits, the studios, and keep them. You can get that courtyard and, as you say, refurb it. And all the bits that you don't see of BBC Television Centre, which are, quite frankly, dreadful buildings and dreadful space, get rid of, you redevelop it, everybody wins, don't they?
We very much hope so, including the local community, because obviously a lot of what we're trying to do is to tie it in with the local community, local jobs. We're looking at education ideas, particularly obviously related to TV. But obviously as part of the whole development package, there will be significant additional sort of planning gain items, including social housing. So it's hopefully going to build on a whole regeneration of that area, sympathetic to the local people, very much obviously building on the TV heritage. I mean, I think the interesting thing is if people have seen some of the early images of our scheme and you look at the front of the TV centre and you look at the TV centre when it was originally built and opened in 1960, it's a bit of a spot the difference competition. So the idea that iconic view is going to disappear is certainly not the case.
Well, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to get you on this morning, David, to reassure people that an icon still remains and presumably it's safe in your hands.
I very much hope so. I'm passionate about making sure we get the right result. You know, not everyone's going to be happy. It's impossible to please everyone, but we're listening and we're determined to do the best possible job for TV London and the BBC.